We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Vav. This is the final paragraph of this halacha, and here Rav Nosson Zal switches a little bit to a different issue than what we've been discussing in the previous paragraphs, which he actually mentioned when he began the halacha. V'zeh b'chinas, based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why the Shulchan Aruch says, kol she'ilu yachloik shmoy olov, any size area which should the partners that own it divide it, it will still retain its name, then one has the right to force the other one to split, to divide it. For example, as we said before, a chotzer, a courtyard, the minimum area of a courtyard is 4 amos by 4 amos. So if the size of the courtyard is 8 amos or more, so that if they'll split it in half, each one will still have 4 amos, it'll still retain the name chotzer, then he can force him to split it. If not, he can't. So we see that the name plays an important role. And here Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus on this. Ki ikar hu hashem, because the most important thing is the name, the title of what it is. Bebechinas, as we find in the story in the Gemara, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in chapter 28 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha was based on. It was based on a debate between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and the wise men of Athens, where they asked him a question, can you build for us a house in midair, ba'avira di alma, in the air? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said a name of Hashem, and he was suddenly elevated and suspended between heaven and earth. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, bebechinas, as the Gemara says there, Omar Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said a name of Hashem, V'kom v'tolo ben Shmai el Ara, and he was suddenly elevated and suspended between heaven and earth. Ki habayis hanivne al yidei bechinas hadalet alfen anal, because the home, which we learned in the previous year, is built on from Chachma, and Chachma comes from those 4 alfen, the 4 alephs that we mentioned. One origin of that is the first 4 words in the Torah, Bereshis, Bora, Elohim, Es, the Alephs that are in those 4 words. Shehein Bechinas, Arba Amos Kanal, which correspond to the minimum area of a bayis, which is 4 Amos. Ze Bechinas, Bayis Hanivne B'Shem Hashem. That's the concept of a house that's being built with the name of Hashem. Bechinas mezuzah kanal, as we learned earlier, that the way you introduce such a house, the way you enter into such a house is through a mezuzah. What is a mezuzah? The name of Hashem. It's the name of Hashem in the entranceway to the house. And now we have in parentheses here, ki shem bechinas malchus ikoroi al yedei bechinas hadalet alfin ki yodua, because the concept of a name which is associated with the sphere of Malchus, we know that we say in the Kriya Shema, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoi. Shem is Malchus, a name is Malchus. It draws its energy from these 4 alfin, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki ikar Hashem hu bebechinas bayis, because the main name of a person, the main kingdom, a person's palace, is his home. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "Venosati lohem beveisi ubechoymoisai yad v'shem." I will give you in my house and within my walls a hand and a name. So we see that the shame, the name, is associated with a bias. When you want to know where does a person live? Where is a person? He lives there. That's where he is. That's where his name is. That's where his reputation is. That's where his base is. Kiavira di alma hanal, because the air of the world, what we call the outside, ain lohem shem. The outside does not have a name. The streets, bebechinas loy shem loy, as the pasuk says in Eoiv chapter 17, that the Sitrachra does not have a name for itself. Bebechinas, and as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 21, Veshem Rishoim Yirkav, the name of evil people should rot. So again, they have no name. Vizeh Bechinas, and with this we could also understand what the Gemara says, Shehaderech Mema'etes Es Hashem, that travel decreases a person's name. When a person's in one place, so people know him. You ask him, you know this, but of course I know him. He lives here. A person who's always on the move, a person who's in transit, the Gemara says, that detracts from a person's name because he can never establish roots. He doesn't have a house in any place. Nobody knows him. Kimachma shenoiseya baderech. Because of the fact that the person's traveling, and he's going back and forth outside in the streets, that lessens the name. Ki ikar Hashem babayis kanal. Because as we said before, the main name of a person, making a name for oneself, establishing one's kingdom, one's palace, is the person's house. And this is why the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, Va'agadlo Shemecha, I will expand your name, I will heighten your name, Kama Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there. Lefi Shehaderech Mema'etes Es Hashem, why did Hashem have to give Avram Avinu a promise that Hashem will elevate his name? The answer is because Hashem was telling him to travel. Hashem was telling him, leave your home, leave your place, leave where you grew up, leave where everyone knows you, and now you're going to a new place. So that derech detracts from a person's name. Therefore, Hashem said, don't worry, I'll handle that. I will see to it that your name will not be decreased in any way through this travel. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki be'emes, hatzadik ko emes, afal pi shenoiseya baderech, v'no v'nod ba'avir ho'ilom, im kol ze hakol letoiva soilom. The truth is, when we're talking about a true tzaddik, even when he travels, even when he's wandering from place to place, in the street, outside, it's a benefit for the world. Because the tzaddik is involved in refining and fixing, repairing holy sparks, shenoim venodim bavira di alma, which are wandering around in the streets outside. Ubishvil ze ikar hiluchoi unesiosoi. And that's the main reason why tzaddikim travel sometime. Their travel is all about coming into contact with holy sparks that are found in all kinds of different places and elevating those sparks, repairing those sparks. And through the fact that the tzaddik is zoiche to succeed in repairing these sparks, then you know what happens? Just the opposite. Yigdal shmoi beyoser, the name of the tzaddik and the name of Hashem is elevated even more. We say that traveling, being away from home, lessens the name. When a tzaddik travels, he elevates, his name is elevated. Ki nizgadel shem Hashem al yidei zeh, because the holy name of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem, is being elevated through this. Through the fact that the tzaddik is gathering up and elevating those sparks. And by elevating the name of Hashem, the name of the tzaddik is also elevated. Rabbeinu Zal brings this in many places in the Likutei Moharan, that the tzaddik's name is connected to the name of Hashem. Shmoi meshutof bishmenu. Just like Hashem placed his name on each one of the 12 tribes. Horo uveni, hashimoini. They have the hay in front and the yud in back, the name of Hashem upon them. Vesehu bechinas hachnosas oireach talmid chocham, hamavoyer b'maymar hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we'll understand another major thing that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in chapter 28 in Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on. Rabbeinu Zal says there that if a person wants to correct the Dalit Alfin that have fallen, these Dalit Alfin, when they go through a Yerida, when people who are learning Torah improperly, learning Gemara improperly, when they're drawing from those Dalit Alfin Hanefulin, they speak against Tzadikim, etc. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, the tikkun for this, the way that we correct this is by inviting a Talmud Chacham into our home, by having a Talmud Chacham be a guest in our home. Bechinas hachnosas oireach Talmud Chacham, because the Gemara says that a person who invites a Talmud Chacham into his home to be his guest, it's as if he brought the Korban Talmud. And the word Talmud, Tuf Mem Dalid, is four times Aleph. Aleph, Aleph lem, Lamed Mem, Aleph Lamed Pei is 111. Four Alephs is 444. That's the word Talmud. That a person who is zoicha to take a Talmud Chacham into his home, it's as if he brought a Korban Talmud, meaning that repairs those four Alephs. Hamavor b'mayim ranal, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 28 in Likut Imran. Shayidei zeh boine beisoi bein shmaya va'ara. Through this, a person builds his home not in the streets, not outside, but between heaven and earth. Bebechinas, as it says over there, Omar Shem, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya recited the name of Hashem, V'kom v'tolo ben Shmaya v'ara, and he rose up and was suspended between heaven and earth. U'machnia bechinas avira d'alma kanal. We repair, we build the house, we build the home, we elevate the name, and we defeat, we bring about the downfall of the outside, the avira d'alma, the street, which is called avira d'alma. And now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies, because that Gemara, the Gemara learns out this fact that a person who invites a Talmud Chacham into his house gets credit for a Korban Talmud from the incident where Elisha Hanavi was in transit, he was traveling, and there was a woman, a tzadekis, who saw his greatness. She saw that this was a great tzaddik, and she pleaded with her husband, let's take him into our house, let's make him our guest. And she used the wording, Ish Kodosh Oiver Oleinu Tomid. This holy man is always passing by our area. Tomid. Tomid means constantly. So the Gemara says, we see that the Gemara makes the association that by inviting him into the house, it was as if they brought the Korban Tomid. Because this holy man who's always passing, meaning he's traveling, he travels outside in the streets in order to repair the world. When a person is privileged to bring such a holy guest into their home, this special guest takes all of those holy sparks and holy souls that he repaired that were outside, till then they were outside, and he brings them inside, he brings them into the bayis. Because all of these holy sparks and holy souls shouldn't be in the streets. They don't belong in the streets. They need to be brought into a home, into a place of holiness, into a place that's protected. Because this is the main tikkun for those sparks and for those souls. Lichnois mi bachutz, mi avira di alma, l'toich habayis. To be brought in from the outside, from the street, into the house. Those that are familiar, there's a chapter in Likut Imran, chapter 67, in the second half of Likut Imran, which speaks all about Tisha B'Av, the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and there it quotes the pasuk, a famous pasuk in Eicha, where it says, Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh Barosh Kol Chutzos. The holy stones were splattered and scattered in the streets outside, referring to the souls of the Jews, referring to all the Jews that were murdered by the Romans, and their bodies were strewn outside, and their souls were in the streets. And Rabbi Nizal says there that, again, when there's a bias, when the Beis HaMikdash was intact and it was operational and it was holy and it was good, then nobody's outside. Everybody has a home. When Hashem's home is intact, then all of the Jewish homes are intact. When Hashem's home is destroyed, then all of us are homeless. All of us are outside. All of our homes are incomplete, unsafe, unprotected. Just like we know we leave, there's a halacha that says a Jew who builds a home while we don't have a Beis Mikdash, must leave an area in the house unfinished to show that I recognize my house is incomplete. Why is my house incomplete? Because the house of Hashem is incomplete. So again, when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, then all of these holy sparks and souls were scattered outside. Beroish kol chutzos. The Sitra Achra is called Roish kol chutzos. And the work of the tzaddik is to gather in, to go outside. He has to go outside sometimes in order to come into contact with those sparks and souls and gather them in. In where? Into the house. To bring them into the house. V'alkein, ayidei zeh, and therefore, those people who are privileged to take a Talmud Chacham into their home, to take such a guest in their home, who's involved in rescuing and fixing, repairing all of these sparks and souls that were outside, that person is zoicha lahachnia hakfirois haboe meavira, to destroy the atheism, the denial of Hashem that comes from outside. And that person is zoicha that his home should be built between heaven and earth. Ali dei shem Hashem, through the name of Hashem. Bechinas dalet alfin anal, which is represented by those four aleves. Ki shem Hashem yigdal, because the name of Hashem is elevated through those sparks which the Talmud Chacham is zeicha to rescue from outside and bring them into the house. And the person who owns the house where the tzaddik, this Talmud Chacham, is being invited in, he's playing a part in this. By giving the tzaddik a bias, giving him a place to stay, a place to sleep and eat while he's in transit, when the tzaddik is in transit, he's involved in repairing these souls, in taking those that are outside, bringing them in. Anyone who brings the tzaddik in, the Talmud Chacham in, is also bringing in all of those holy sparks. He's repairing all of those holy sparks. Ki ho ikar hu Hashem, because the main thing is the name. Ki Hashem hu hachius shel kol dover, because the name of an item is the life force of the item. Bebechina, says the pasuk, says in Bereishis, nefesh chayo hu shemoi, the soul of a living thing is its name. The word Aryeh, lion, that's the soul, that's the chius of the lion. Those letters, those holy letters. V'ikr tikun hanitzoitzois shenoflu hu lahachsir lahem es shmom. And the main repair of these holy sparks that have fallen, when we say they've fallen, we say they're out of the house, they've been kicked out. Kicked out means, again, they don't have their name, because in a house, what do you have in the entrance to the house? You have the name. You have the mezuzah, which is the name of Hashem upon a Jewish home. And then you have the name. Berger, Goldstein, whoever. The name of the person is on their house. When someone is thrown out of the house, they lose their name. They don't have their name. Rachmona Litzlan. They're homeless. They're nameless, in a sense. Wandering. The wandering Jew, Rachmona Litzlan. So the main tikkun of these sparks that have fallen is to return their name, to restore their name to them, to give them their name, to give them a home. V'ayidei zeh choizrim v'nechlolim b'shem Hashem. And through this, they come back and they become plugged in again to the name of Hashem. This is a topic that comes up maybe in 20, 30 places in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nelson Zal expounds on the concept of a name, that in Yiddishkeit, a name is a very, very major thing. We know that our relationship with Hashem has no body, no physical shape or form, anything. Our only contact with Hashem from this world is via his name, via the names of Hashem. Yud Kevavke, Elikim, all the names of Hashem, that is our kesher to Hashem. We know that in the beginning of creation, it says Hashem brought everything before Adam for him to name them, to give a name to each thing. And the Gemara says that the Medrash says, and Hashem said to Adam, and what's your name? So Adam said, Adam, because I come from the Adama. And Hashem said, what's my name? And Adam said, Ado, and then the word Noi, because you are Adon, you are the ruler, the master. So Kaviyochel, this issue of giving a name, naming everything, naming Hashem, the name of Hashem, all of our prayers all revolve around the name of Hashem. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Leolam Voed. Uvaruch Shem Kevoid. It's mentioned many times throughout the Torah and throughout our prayer. We know at a Bris Milah, one of the major events that takes place at a Bris is naming the child, giving a name to the child. For a girl, it's done on Shabbos at the Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Sefer Torah is the name of Hashem. The Sefer Torah is all of the names of Hashem. Shabbos, what makes Shabbos so special? Shabbos is the name of Hashem. The Zohar HaKodesh says Shabbos is the name of Hashem, which is complete from all sides. And one of the Sforim, the Bnei Yisachar, has maybe 10, 15 pages giving 20 different explanations of what that means, that Shabbos is the name of Hashem. But we see again that the holiness of everything and the life, the spiritual life force of everything is defined by its name. And going back to our halacha, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, so if partners want to split, if the split is in such a way that by splitting, the thing that they're splitting, the real estate, the house, the whatever they're splitting, will lose its name, it won't retain its original name, then they can't force each, one can't force the other one to split. But if it retains the name, then it's okay. Rav Nelson Zal is explaining this whole concept of the significance of the name here. V'zehu b'chinas avedas Hashem, and this is also the concept of losing one's name. Sheharosho oived v'shoicheach shmoi la'achar misosoi. The Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that a person who is evil, when he passes away and he comes before the heavenly court, the first question they ask him is name, rank, and serial number. And when they ask him his name, he can't remember his name. And that's big trouble. If you don't know your name when you come before the court, you're in big trouble. V'ikr tikunoi kisheyachzor lishmoi shehu anefesh v'achiyus. And the main tikun of the Rosh is to return, to come back to his name, which is his soul, his life force. Nefesh chayo hu shemoi, we said before. Shaydezeh mamshech achiyus mishem Hashem. Because through this, the person draws life from the name of Hashem. When a Jew has a holy name, a name that comes from the Torah, Avraham, Yitzchak, Moshe, those names, that's a pipeline to Hashem. That connects the person to the name of Hashem. V'alkein, Shir, that's why it's very important that in naming a child, in naming a person, that the name should come from a source of Kedusha. We know that unfortunately, recently, in modern times, people that are not religious, they still take the names from the Torah, but they take it from names which Jews never named their children with. And sometimes it's names of Rishoim, or names that don't have major significance. Whereas giving a name like Avraham, Moshe, naming children after Tzadikim, there we know those names are definitely plugged into the name of Hashem. V'alkein, Shir HaChalukah Shel Kol Dovar, And therefore, the size, the minimum size requirement when it comes to splitting something is she'im yachloik shmoy olav, is such that even if you'll divide it, it will still retain its original name. Ach ikar Hashem hu bebechinas bayis kanal. However, as we said before, the main concept of a name is the home. When you want to know where does this person live, that's the real name, the real kovod of a person, the real respect and honor of a person is his home, his bayis. V'alkein shiur habayis v'hachotzer arba amos, and it's for this reason, as we said before, that the minimum size of a house or a courtyard is 4 amos, shein b'chinas dalet alfin kanal, corresponding to the 4 alfin, shein b'chinas shem Hashem, which represent the name of Hashem, shayidei ze ikar binyan habayis d'kedusha, because that's the essence of a house, of a Jewish home, a place of holiness. It's all about the name of Hashem. Bebechinas, as it says about Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Omar Shem, he recited a name of Hashem, Vekom Vetola ben Shmael Ara, and that put him between heaven and earth, and that's when he said, no problem, bring me bricks and I'll build a home. Once you have the name of Hashem, you can build a bayis of Kedusha. V'alkein, kol interesting, I've heard from a number of rabbis in Breslov that when a religious Jew goes to look for a home, an apartment, one of the first things they check is where's the sukkah? Where do you put the sukkah? A religious home, one of the requirements is there's a holiday called Sukkot, and you got to have a place to put a sukkah. You have to have a place that doesn't have a roof over it, all the requirements. The word sukkah, all of the mitzvahs, every mitzvah in the Torah has the name of Hashem in it. The word mitzvah itself is the name of Hashem. The Tikkun Ezra says the word mitzvah, the vav hey is the vav hey of Hashem's name. Mem tzadik is actually yud hey in code. Yud is the 10th letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis. Mem is the 10th letter from the end of the Aleph Beis. Tzadik is the 5th letter from the end of the Aleph Beis. Hey is the 5th letter from the beginning. So Mem Tzadik is actually Yud-Hey. So the word mitzvah is the name of Hashem, and each and every mitzvah has the name of Hashem in it. Sukkah is one of those where it's more obvious. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Sukkah, the middle letters are Chaf-Vav, 26, which is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The outer letters, Samach-Hey, are Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. The inside letters are Chaf Vav 26, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So again, I'm looking for a house. Where's the name of Hashem? Where do I put the sukkah? I'm looking for a house. Where do I put the mezuzahs? Where do I put my sforim? It's all about the name. This the name of Hashem. V'alkein kol hanachlo shel odom nikro shem. And this is why the entire estate of a person, when we talk about a person's estate, it's called his name. He made a name for himself, meaning he built all of this, he acquired all of this. All of the possessions of a person are called the name of the person. Kama shekosuv, as we find in the laws of Yibum, where the Torah speaks about a person, lo aleinu, a man who dies without ever having had children, which means, again, he didn't leave a name behind, people to carry on his name. So the Torah says, if he has a brother, the brother has a mitzvah to marry the widow of his brother who passed away, so that yokum, and the child that's born to them, yokum al shem ochiv, will be established on the name of the brother who passed away. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says Nivomis in several places, Lenachalo. What do we mean by the name? We mean inheritance. That child inherits, the inheritance of the brother that passed away goes to that child that's born. I'm sorry, the Gemara learns out that this refers to that the mitzvah of Yibum applies to a paternal paternal brother, not a maternal. If a brother is only a half-brother, so if he's a paternal brother, the mitzvah of Yibam applies, because it goes according to Nachala, inheritance, and we know that the laws of inheritance follow the paternal side, the father's side. So the Gemara learns out from the words, Yokum al Shem Ochiv, that Shem refers to Nachala, and Nachala we know goes according to the father. Ki kol hamomoin v'hachafetzim shelodon heim b'chinas shame. Because all of a person's money and all of a person's acquisitions are the name of that person. That's how he makes a name for himself. If a person takes his money and he spends it in casinos and gamble, then he makes a name for himself that he's a gambler, he's a thief, he's a this. And if a person uses his money and his possessions, he uses it to bring honor to Hashem, he has a different name. He has a good name. He makes a good name for himself. Kimavura b'divra Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam achar. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 59 in Likut Imran, that all of a person's possessions and everything are referred to as the name of the person. Veikar, and the most important possession of the person, the most important aspect of the name, hu habayis, is the home of the person. Kize ikar hanachla, because that's the main estate. When we talk about a person's estate, usually it's the house. That's the most valuable thing. V'shom ikar Hashem. And that's where the real name is. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'nosati lohem b'veisi u'v'choymoisoi yad v'shem kanal. I will give them in my house and within my walls a hand and a name. We see the association between the shame and the bias. With this, we conclude Halacha Beis on the topic of Chalukas Shutfim. And here it tells us that Halacha Gimel, the third discussion regarding dividing up a partnership, is found within Hilchos Nizkei Shcheinim, which we had earlier, Halacha Gimel. There it also discusses this concept of partners and splitting up a partnership. We'll start the next halacha. We'll do the first paragraph for the next halacha now. Halacha Dalet. Ein cholken hechotzer ad shiheboi kedei arbamois lo zev lazeh. We do not split up a courtyard. We don't put a wall, a fence, down the middle of a courtyard unless that the different parties will each retain at least 4 amois. V'gam arba amos l'chol pesach u'pesach l'farak shamasoi. And in addition to those 4 amos, we have to see to it that each house that has an entranceway leading into the courtyard has 4 amos in front of the house, an open area, 4 amos in front of the house, for the people to take off their burdens, to put down their packages and things like that before they come into the house. Rav Nosson Zal is going to base this halacha on chapter 9 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which interestingly we're approaching Chanukah. Tomorrow night is the first night of Chanukah. This chapter in Likutei Moran is one of the chapters on which there's a lot of discussion in Likutei Halachos related to Chanukah. Ki isa b'hatoyra hamascheles tohimois yichasyumu, simentes. In the chapter on Likutei Moran that begins with the words Tohimus Yichasyumu, Al Pasuk Tsoihar Tasel Ateva, which is also based on the Pasuk where Hashem tells Noach to provide light for the ark. Ayin Shom, study that chapter on Likutei Moran. Vaklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shekishahodon Meshuka Bechoyshech, when a person realizes that they're steeped in darkness, and they can't find their way out. When it's all dark, when there's no light, you can't see how to get out. The main solution for that person is to try to move towards honesty, truth, to try to be as honest and truthful as he can. V'yabit rak al ho'emes lamitoi, and to look only at the real truth. What does this mean? What this means is that the location where we are located right now is called Sheker, falsehood. This is the Olam HaSheker. This is the world of falsehood. That's what how the Torah defines it. That the future world is called Olam HaEmes, the world of truth. This world is called Olam HaSheker. A person needs to be aware of that and conscious of that at all times. If a person is fortunate, if a person is fortunate to have their eyes open, then they see. They see the Sheker. They see the advertising, the marketing, the phony baloney, how things aren't what they're made to look like. They're not really the way what they appear to be in many cases. And a person sees through all of that, and they know that in order for the world to exist, there has to be some emes. The Gemara mentions this, that in order for a lie to be accepted, to have any existence, it's got to have a little truth mixed into it. So this world, which is Olam HaSheker, must always have a little bit of emes in it, otherwise it would cease to exist. Sheker is death. Emes is life. You take away the aleph from emes, you have mace, you have death. The Zohar Kodesh calls emes the elixir of life. The Gemara mentions and the Zohar Kodesh mentions that there was a place, there was a city called Kushta. Kushta is the Aramaic word for truth, where people did not die. Nobody died in that city. In order for a person to die, he had to leave the city. The Satan had to figure out a way to trick him to get out of the city. There they couldn't die because emes is synonymous with life. Truth is life. And again, this world is the Olam HaSheker. That's why 99.9% of people don't get out of this world alive. We die. And the death begins. When does a person start dying? The second they're born. Kohelet says, Yoim Moisoi Miyoim Hivoldoi. The moment the person comes out of the mother's womb, they start walking. They're starting a trip. Destination? Cemetery. Destination. So we're dying every minute, every second. That's this Olam HaSheker. That's this place of Sheker. That's Olam Hazeh, etc. To the degree that a person's aware of that, then they're walking carefully. They're watching their step. They're maneuvering. They're being careful to watch for all the pitfalls and all the obstacles and all the tricks and everything that the Yetzer Hara uses to mess a person up in this world. And they search. The whole life is about searching for emes, trying to find truth, trying to connect with the Torah, which is called Torah Semes, V'nosan lo Torah Semes, trying to connect with the tzaddikim, who are called tzaddik emes, Titein Emes Liyakov, and trying to connect with Hashem, who is Hashem Alekechem Emes. So now, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, that therefore, when a person is steeped in darkness, when a person feels that they're not attached to the Torah, they're not connecting to Hashem, they're not connecting to truth tzaddikim, they feel darkness, even though the sun is shining outside, he feels just, he's in a dark place. He's not connected to real light. Real light is Hashem. There's a pasuk, Hashem oircha va'amitcha. Hashem is your light and your truth. So the main takana for the person is sheyam shechatzmoy lo ha'emes, to try to draw himself to truth. Ve'yabit rak al ha'emes lamitoy, and anything he's looking at, anything he's thinking about or examining, to focus, what's the real truth about this? Somebody says, I got a great idea for you. Come with me, let's go to the ball game. I have great advice for you. I have a great... Think, how great is it? Is it really great? Is that the most important thing? Is that the best thing I could possibly be doing for myself right now? Or maybe there's something better. V'chein b'tfila. And the same thing is true when a person is praying to Hashem, when a person is davening. When a person stands up to daven to Hashem, Vazai haklipois mesavivin oisoi umevalvelin oisoi moid moid. And when a Jew does that, when a Jew gets up to daven, the forces of tuma surround the person and confuse him, and they mess him up totally. They put his brain every other place other than focusing on the words that he's saying, other than connecting to Hashem. Kamashakosov, as the Pasuk says, Soviv Rishoim Yishalochun. That the Rishoim go round and round. They encircle a person, trying to drown him, trying to block him from being able to pray properly to Hashem. So what do you do? Azai Ikara Atsosoi, the main solution for the person, the main advice for that person is Sheyire Loimar Dibur Hatfila Be'emes Be'ezem Adrega Shehu. That the person should try to see to it that the words that are coming out of his mouth are truthful. That he's saying what he means and he means what he says. Be'ezem Adrega Shehu. Al kolponim yoimer hadibur be'emes bepshitus. No matter how far he's feeling from Hashem, so his heart isn't in it, and he's not able to sing the prayer, he's not able to cry, he's not able to get emotional about the tefillah, still Rabbi Nizal says, say it with truth, emes. Just say each word and try to mean what you're saying. That if you're saying confession, if you're saying vidui, I sinned, yeah, that's me. I sin. Or if you're saying, Hashem, please have pity on me, then I'm saying, Hashem, please, I need Hashem's pity. Hashem, please have pity on me. Just what it means. Vazai, ze hadibur ho'emes. And if a person is zoche to say the words honestly, with just real pure truth, yoyer lo ilotzeis menachoshech. The honesty, that mid of emes, will serve as a beam of light to guide him out of the darkness, out of the sitra achra, out of the depression, out of the negativity that he's in. Ki emes hu oyer Hashem yisporach bi'atzmoy kavyochol. Because truth is the light of Hashem himself. It's not halogen, it's not fluorescent, it's the real thing. They say that, you know, photographers know that a person, we go in a room, we see light, you know, it's light, what's the big deal? This light, that's, it's all pretty much the same thing. They say, no, you don't know, it's not true. Different kinds of light play tricks on you, and if you're looking at colors, if you're looking at a colored item, if you're looking at it with a fluorescent light, many times you will judge the color improperly. You'll say it's red, it's definitely red. You'll go outside into the sunlight, just natural daylight, you look at it, and you'll say, wow, it doesn't look at all like what it looked like under the fluorescent light. And therefore, rabbis, those rabbis who specialize in this thing, being able to recognize blood that comes from a woman during the time that she's going through her period, if there's a stain on a garment or something like that, those rabbis know that it's only the only type of light they're allowed to look at that stain is either natural light, daylight, or certain types of light which don't change the appearance of colors. Fluorescent definitely does have that problem that it changes. See, here's an example: a person, you want to call that light, and it's not light. It's half light. It's not true light. The truest light is Hashem. Hashem oircho v'amitvah, that's the ultimate light. Ki emes hu oir Hashem yisborach bi'atzmai, because truth is the light of Hashem himself, kav yochol. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hashem oiri, Hashem is my light. Ki Hashem yisborach hu etzem ho emes, because Hashem is the essence of truth. V'yalkein, and therefore, al yedei ho'emes, Hashem yisborach meir loi, by being honest, by saying the words of tefillah that the person is saying, just honestly, more feeling, less feeling, no feeling at all. But at least I'm saying the words with emes, I'm not faking, I'm not making any false motions or false anything. I'm just trying to be as honest as I possibly can with myself and Hashem. Through that, Hashem Yisborach Meir Loi, Hashem shines for that person, V'zoiche Liroi Sapsochim Eich Lotzeis Menachoshech. And the person will succeed in finding the exits, finding how to get out of his darkness, out of his depression, out of his sins, out of his mistakes. ki be'emes yesham psochim harbe betoich ha'choshech. Because the truth is that there are many exits by which a person can get out of the darknesses that people experience in this world, from the darkness and the sitra achra. Rak she'ein royin oisam. The problem is that there's a blackout, there's no lights. When there's no lights, you don't see the exits. Validei ho'emes, and through truth, meir loy ho'emes, lirois ha'psochim lotzeis men ha'choshech. The truth will shine for the person to assist him in getting out of the darkness. Vaidei ze zoicha letfila, and this will help the person be zoicha to true prayer, to get his heart into the prayer, and to give out a real, real prayer the way it's supposed to be. Vaidei tefila zoicha leparnasa, and through proper prayer, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 9 in Likutei Moran, a person zoicha to parnasa, and zivug, v'chulu, etc., all kinds of great things. Ayin Sham, study that chapter in Likutei Moran. We'll hold it over here for now.